We are continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We're in Sha Akudim Per Gimel. In the old edition, it's Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And in Matuk Midvash, it's Daf Nun Tes Amud. Daf Nun Tes Per Gimel. Now, we're saying it like this. Ba'omnam Bevo HaKeser Nimsa Malchut Shlema B'kol Chamisha Oroteya HaPinimim Shehem Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida. Was talking about that when Keser finally comes out, remember, Malchus came out from the Pidak, and then you had all the other Bechinas, and then Basov, Keser came out as the last one. And as each Bechin is coming out, right, Nefesh came out with his, Malchus came out from the Pidak, it came out with his Nefesh. When the Vak, when Chesed to Yesod came out, it gave a Ruach.
It gave a Ruach to Malchus.
And then when Bina came out, it gave a Neshama. And the Chochem came out, gave a Chaya to Malchus. And when Keser came out, it finally gave the final Bechina to Malchus. Again, not only Malchus, it also gave Bechinas to whatever's below it, right? And finally gave the Bechina of Yechida to Malchus when Keser came out from the Pedak. You see that over here? Keser itself, when he got a Nefesh, he gave a Ruach to him, he gave a Neshama to him, he gave a Chaya to them. The Vak is always considered to be one shtick, right? Chesed to Yisod is one shtick. And then, finally, when Keser came out as well, it gave Yechida, Hashlama, to Malchus. Malchus received all his Bechinas. V'hine, Ata hayu chaserim adayim kol esfiros k'nitzke le'ev. But nevertheless, you see that the Chos, right? Keser only has a Nefesh. Chochma only has a Ruach. Bina has Neshama. And Chaya only has his Chaya. Still missing Yechida. What's going on? The question is on Yechida. What is it missing? So the answer is, it's also missing something, because it's going to have to get two other Mekifim. Two Mekifim. It got its five Bechinas Neranchi, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. Now it needs a Makif, what's called a Makif Chaya, and also needs a Makif Yechida. So this is also considered to be a Chosin. That's what he's saying over here. Kol HaSfiros. And this guy, all Chosin. She also Chosin, Bli Tashlum. This is all in the plan of the Eibishter. He wants them to come al chaser. He wants them to stay chaser. Why? Because he wants them to go back into the Pidak. Because what really, the purpose here, he wants to vacate again. Over here, you see what's going on here, right? There's two bechinas here. There's Or and there's Keli. Right, I wrote in different colors. So this is would be depicting the Kalim. You have Malchus, you saw these are all Kalim in blue. And then in brown is the all. The Eibishter wants that all this all go back and leave the Keli Rech. Why do you leave the Keli Rech? Because it's Megashim itself. It becomes more an Av. And therefore becomes a stronger Kalim. That's what really we're on. And Kalim means Olamas, means Gufim, it means what we need in order to recover the all. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Listen, but before we had something about the Yisoid, it's Mashlim, six Chalokim. That wasn't in.
Yes, sorry?
You said that
yeah, that was something else. That when.
Those five K ones. So you had
Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod Yisod. Each one is carrying 1/6
of the Nefesh of Yisod.
No, not the Nefesh, the Chaya. The Ruach, right? Mm-hmm. Malchus came out with his Nefesh. Originally, when Malchus was at stage one here, it came out of a Nefesh. It's only later on, when Bina, all these six came out, they added a Ruach to it.
To Malchus.
Right? Each one added 1/6. So finally, when Chesed came out, Malchus was Mushlam. It was Mashlim. It says is Ruach.
I mean, Yisoid also they weren't Moisif a Nefesh in Yisoid.
That's right. The Moisif not a Nefesh. The Nefesh. Each one gave a shtickle to Yisod, because we said Yisod is bechlolius.
Right.
Is bechlolius. Right. And that's another. Then he's talking about Yisodigus. Yeah. He said, now we're talking about now it going back into the Pidak. Now, Omnam, Ata Bechazora. So this is the Ashlomah, this is Azweh, this is the final stage of the Spashtus. You have all the Bechinas in their Kelim. Okay, Kesser's in the Keli Kesser, Chokhmah's in the Keli Chokhmah, and so on and so forth. Everything is nice except the missing Bechinas, right? The Chosr. Omnam, Ata Bechazora, Haya, Hakesser, Chosr Betchila Likulam. As we know, because what came out first? Malchus came out first. It's last, right? When it goes in, now it's going to be in reverse. Kesser is going to go back into the Pidak first. Nimsa Yotza Acharon V'Nimsa Rishon. Right? Kesser came out last, and now it's going back first. V'Malchus Haita Hefech Lefech Yotza Rishon V'Nichna Acharon. He's going to base this on a pasuk. V'Zeh So the pasuk Ani Rishon V'Ani Acharon. Pasuk Yeshaya. We're doing Perek Gimel Shakudim. So there the pasuk says Ani Rishon Ani Acharon. What's pshat in that? He's basing that on the spheres. Bio pasuk ze yutzdak ben hasfiras haketzer ben spheres and malchus, because this pasuk Yeshayah mem dal vav, you can fit it both in. You can say that this pasuk is talking about either keser and either malchus. Elo sheze hefer ze, because then you will say the hefer, right?
He mean to go out whichever one you're looking at.
Yeah, it depends which one you're talking about, right? Vohu kimo shemuvua ki ani hu kinoi el malchus ubehafucho ayin hu kinoi el keser. Because that is what the pasuk says, ani rishon v'ani acharon. So let's work it out with malchus. So let's say the pasuk talking about malchus. Ani rishon, I came out first. V'ani acharon, I go out last. Okay, or you can make it work with keser. Ani rishon, I'm the first one to go back into the pidak, and ani acharon, the last one to come out from the pidak. Right? Now, how do you see it in the word ani? Ani is the word is. You can either spell it. It can either mean it's referring to malchus, which is ani, right? Or it can refer to ayin, which is always referred to keser. Chokhmah me ayin timotze means it's always mamish me'elem more than we have. It's taka very very helem. It's ayin. Okay.
Because chokhmah comes straight after it, isn't it?
What?
Chokhmah
yes.
Comes straight
up. Yeah. Chokhmah is yesh. Yeah. Chokhmah is yesh. Yeah. And the what's pshat in Malchus? Malchus is. He explains over here. Ani is Loshen Atzmi. Ani is Loshen Atzmi, he's Gali. Ani, I'm here. Ani Kan. That's Malchus. Malchus is the Bechin of Giloy. Yeah, that's how he takes out the pasuk. Right.
The Ani and Aton, Hu and Yesh and Ayin are the five levels I've seen brought down.
Okay. Well done. Vine, Behelem a Kesem Mekoro. Right, now that they are Kesem back into the Pidak, Alata Chokma Bemokama Kesem. So here we go. I didn't show it here, but you will find the Kesem goes in, left is empty Keli, and the Chokma will go into the Keli of Kesem. And vice versa, all of them will go up. Actually, let's see if I
do. This is talking about the second time they come in.
This is talking about his Pashas Rishon. Now it's going to go Histalkus. Now it's going to go. It's going to stalik itself. Kesa is going to go. Here we go. So Kesa now is in the Pidak. See that? Chokhmah is now in the Keli of Kesa. And each one moved in, right? Bina is in Chokhmah. Ches is in Bina.
Has to go. Can't jump over.
Where's it going to jump? It's full. The kelim are full, right? Where do you want it to go? And interesting that
it doesn't wait. It's all empty, and then it will go back. It has to go in.
It's an order there. Yeah. It's a chain. Yeah, the Mepharshim says it's like a chain. One pulls the other one up, and
so does the whole thing go back up and then come down?
One second. Bow. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. It went up one little stage divide. We're not talking about anything. All right. So let's not do that again. Behelem kesev b'mekoro. Allah says chokma b'mekoro kesev. V'bina b'mekoro chokma v'chein al derze kulam. Ad shenimtzes ha'malchus b'mekoro yesod. V'az al yidei aliyas of malchus b'mokem yisod nitosav ba'och. Okay, not only are they just physically moving up, the or is going into different keli, but as they're moving up, there'll be nitois of them bechinas. So originally we had malchus of ear and he had until yechidah. When it moves up, now it gets makiv chayim. There is missing is two makifim, makiv chayim, makiv yechidah. Makiv yechidah malchus will receive when it goes from malchus of or will go into the keli of hod. Then, yeah, right? Every time it moves up, it gets a madrego, and that's it. Once it gets up to shtei makifim, I mean, seven bechinos altogether, right? You got nefesh, huor, neshama chay yechida, makif chaya, makif yechida, and that's it. That's all it gets. V'hayel ha-bechinos makif rishon, which is makif chaya, which I just told you, asher kenege bechinos chaya penimi, right? Which kenege the penimistic of chaya. The gam ze'ampin referring to the gantavak. This is called ze'ampin, right? From chesed to yisod, the vav svira is always considered to be. You can call it because since we're always looking at it as one unit, we'll call it ze'ampin. Alam ala madrega achas, v'az mitot zaba bechinas yechidus. So here we go. Now since it all moved up, it gets a bechina of yechidu. Mina oros apinimi. Ve'ata nishlumu lo chamisha oros penimim, right? You got all its five neranchim. Ve'ina nitosef bebina bechinas chaya. Bina got nalchaya. And chokma got nishoma penimis. Now Kesed didn't get any more than what it got. Once it goes back into Pidak, since it only came out one madrega, it got nefesh. It went back in, that's all it got. V'achgach, now next stage which I haven't drawn here. V'achgach, losa chokhma b'matzir. Now chokhma goes up into the matzir, and what happens there? It gets a new madrega. No, sorry. I take that back. Once it goes into the pidak, we just said it does not get any new madregas. V'alotza bina b'mokom keseh. Oh, once bina goes into the keli of keseh, and you saw it's about yechida pinimi. They get yechida. V'nishlema kol chamisha orsei pinimi. Now, v'ze ampi nitosef bo makif echad asher kenegen ha'chaya penimi. V'amalchus nitosef bo makif yoseh elyon asher kenegen yechidi penimi. So there it gets the malchus, when it finally moves up to the back, when it moves up to this area, it gets makif yechida. Now, weiter. We're going to do this until all the orders are back into the pidak. That's called the stalkus rishon. V'achkach ala chesed b'zeampid b'mokom ha'kesed. Ki ha'bechina, ki ha'bina, alos ha'lematzil. Ad nitosev bo gam bechinas makiv sheni elyon. Bina will get now its final makiv. Shekeneged yechid ha'pinimis. V'misham ve'elech lo hervi'ach ze'ampin. ולא ניתוסף בו עוד תספת או אחר וכן המלכוס לא ניתוסף בו שום דבר עוד. Once it receives this two makifim, that's it, עד כאן. Weiter. ועינין הוא בהקדום האחר שצורך שתדע. You should know this very important introduction. והוא כי הרן הסבר לאר. We already explained that was in Shai Gulim Yosher, the first parik. Ki bikol bechina and sviras means or bechina every sviro vechein oilam veoilam vechein parts of a part we call parts of parts. Yesh bo eser sviras lo pachu velo yisur. Remember that's the klal we know in the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah in Sefer Yetzira. Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet says eser velo teisha, eser velo chadesre. That we know there's only 10. I gather we see that there is sometimes 11, we count keser with that, but that is only just a pnimius of keser, so it's not really a sir bifne atzmo. Pnimius of keser? Pnimius of keser, or sometimes we consider it to be nishma savak, so there really is just a maval. It's not really a sir bifne atzmo. Vehem oros pnimi masara, ve oros makifi masara, that you have to understand that every sphira, there's only 10, you have to understand it only comes with this pavata makifi. Makiv only comes with it, also with its private makiv. Every sphere will come with its makiv. On the nasara pinimim, and also goes for the makifim, nicholalin bechamish levat. That we always try to put the 10 spheres into the 5 parts of him, and he's gonna work it out for us. Shehem kenegi chamisha sheyesh lehem bechinas partsufim kenizka b'mokom achem v'hem alchampin. Abba, that's number two. Ima is number three. Ze'er Ampin, which is number four, part of four. And Nukva, which is part of number five. Vehem Atzmo Nikroim Bechinas Chai Naran. We call Naranchi. Shelachlolos Koil Oilam Be'oilam Levadom. So in every single world you find this division of the Esospheres, and which are divided into the five Patsufim, and also including with that we can also call it Neranchim, right? Categorize them as Neranchim, five different neshamas. The Chayin Aderze
B'makifim. Some of the lowest one is stuck in that order, no?
The Aracham
is the highest, so
that's what Bechinas Chayim. That's right. Nefesh is Kenegi the Olam HaMalchus, Sfeil Malchus, right? Or the parts of Anuk. This is all the Erechim, right? This is the Klal of Erechim. How he's comparing one category to another category. V'chein kol ha'der zeh b'makifin. This is also referring back to the makifin. Ki hem asara v'nechlolim b'chamisha k'nizkam. Okay. V'omnam da ki b'kol oros ha'olam es ha'partzufim sheyesh min ha'chotem shel odom kadmon l'mala u'b'kol partzuf u'partzuf mehem yesh tamid kol ha'b'chines ha'elu shleimus שהם חמישה אורות פנימיים הכוללים עשר ספירות פחתיות כניסקה וחמישה אורות מקיפים הכוללים עשר ספירות פחתיות כניסקה. Remember the cloud, that's the cloud. In the cloud you find the prat, in the prat you find the cloud. So it's mugbal. אך מן הפה, and this is all from the choytim downwards, but from the pe, right? That was from the choytim. That was the cloud from the choytim. From the pe downwards is something else now. Ach min ha-pe shel adam kadmon v'lemata ad sof ha-olamos lo yesh rak chamisha orot pnimim v'shnei makifim elyonim. Because before we said there were many, many different makifim and every single different level. Now the cloud of that is limited to only two makifim elyonim. Shem keneged yechida v'chaya v'kol partzuf mehem v'lo od ki ha'or nitma'et misham v'lemata. And also the or gets lesser and lesser in strength and eichud. V'lachin ba'olam ze shel akudim shem orot ha'yotzis min ha'peh v'lechutz shel adam ha'kadmon lo haya rak chamisha orot penimim v'shnei ma'akivim v'lo od v'zoch ha'kdama zu. Right, so come twice that once we come down lower and lower as the age is developing one world after the other, there's a miut in all, there's a miut in ma'akivim, and a kein hu ha'derech, kein hu ha'derech.
So again, these three makifim, three lower makifim of nefesh, ruach, and neshama.
We're losing. Yeah, three of the five. Yeah.
Surely you should be losing the higher bechinas.
We are losing the. That's one of the questions that Mefarshim ask over here. He says, okay, very good. So we get two of the three. But why is it very good? Why is it that we're losing losing the lower ones and not the higher ones? Why are we not losing of the higher ones? If anything, if we're going lower in the world and we can take less all, the chol, the higher bechinas should go away. Why are we receiving from the higher bechinas of these things? So there's a different tools into this kashim. The Kerem Shlomo wants to tell that enechinami we should actually receive from the lower bechinas. For example, we should receive the two makifim should be the makif of nefesh, and the makif of neshama, nefesh ruach. So why is it receiving from the high bechinah of chay yuchida? Because the problem is with the makif of nefesh and ruach, they're not strong enough. The tafkif of makif is not only to be makif, also we saw earlier on, it has to penetrate into the kelim, has to mezachich the kelim, has to do various pa'ulas, and time is the Kerem Shloima that it wouldn't have been strong enough. Therefore, we have to need the higher bechinas.
So that means the makifim are so powerful, they pass through where the lower makifim couldn't get to, because they're so holy.
That's right.
Where's the kelim?
Here are the kelis. So then you're going to have the two makifim around them, and they'll be doing the job on the outside. It's two high bechinas as opposed to two lower bechinas, which would not be able to do the job. Right. The Leshem says an interesting pshat. The Leshem wants to say that what we're speaking about here in the pay, when we get down to the pay, we're talking about makifim, which are chutz mechamisha. These are two special makifim, which are le'ever of the chamisha bechinas. Because again, maybe the vote is that the job is too strong for the normal makifim, and therefore you need two special makifim ones you get from the pedaak, since the kelim are so thick. And so Gaz says we're not even bechalal talking about chamisha makifim, so it's not bechalal kash. We're talking about two very special makifim which are magbil the other five. That's what the
are these lower than the other five makifim?
They're higher.
They're very, very high.
Yeah, they're higher.
Mm.
Yeah. So the Ramchal says a different shot. The Ramchal,
what does he say?
In Daf Shin Pei Beis. He says this. In Shari Ramchal. There he says something interesting. He says that what was the kasha? Kasha is why don't we have the lower bechinas of the makifim? They are the lower bechinas of the makifim.
No, they are.
Right. This is called the makif chai. This is called the makif nefesh and makif ruach. So why we call them makif chai v'yechida? Mm. What would you think?
Erechin.
That means that, like we know, the klal is that every pounds of me'olav, or every oilam she'olav, is considered to be end sof klapi the oilam she'tachtov, right? Mm-hmm. So when the oilam atachtov or the sphere of tachtov is looking at the sphere le'elyon, all it needs really is the lowest bechina shlemala, and that's already considered for him to be the highest bechinas, mm-hmm. Right? So then I can have a klapi, the elyon, it's only, I'm giving over only to you the tachtov, a makif nefesh, a makif ruach. But klapenu, right, the lower bechinas, we look at that as two huge makifim coming in, so we're going to call them chai yechida. That's how Ramchal wants to say. Okay. So let's move on now.
So in this paragraph, what are you talking about? When it's mistalik or when it's coming down?
This is just a general rule here.
We're in the middle of doing his stakus.
That's right. We're in the middle of doing his stakus, and he gave you a cloud legabi the makifim. Why is it dafka two? Why is it dafka chay v'yichida? So we give different pshatim. What's pshat in these two makifim? Right? Two special makifim. Yeah, and why two dafka? That's what's needed in order to mezach the keli. Okay, let's continue. V'hine, kam ba'olam akudim hayu ze'ampin v'nukva gedolim ala abba v'ima. Now this is a whopping statement, because usually we don't like to say things like this, that a higher bechina is lower. I just finished telling you that the higher bechina is ensof compared to the lower bechina. So here we're saying, forget. Here we're saying that ze'ampin, which is a lower bechina, is gedolim ala abba v'ima, which is a peleploin.
It means they're more advanced in their own groups.
Right. Everything's be'erchin again, right? So because why? Because they received already their makif, the both makifim, and then abba ve'ima, which in sphere loshon is only called is called abba ve'ima. And abba, what did he receive? One in the neshama, and Bina only received the chayim. Well, eventually she received a yechida, but she didn't receive it to makifim. Right, Masha'en Ken, Malchus and Zah, they received even the Shtei Makifim. So therefore, in that Bechina, they're bigger. Right?
It's like having a fully grown child, or like an adult who isn't fully grown yet.
Kizeampi v'nukve hayu b'ponim v'ponim. Because once a parts of receive all these Bechinas, then it can go pani b'panim. Well, what does that mean to us? What's pani b'panim? What's the mile of pani b'panim? Because what eventually we want, obviously, this is the tafkid and this is the tachlis, is in order for them to mizavi, And the zivug will be moilit shefa. Moilit shefa. That's really the tafkid. We want shefa to come down to the tachtonim. And you can only do that if the patsufim themselves are fully grown with all the bechinas. V'aba v'ima or achba v'achavad. We're not megasha. We don't think there's a punning side to this sphere, and there's not a back side to these things, right? To these patsufim or spheres. It's only bechinas of eichus. Are they strong enough to mezavik, or they're not strong enough to make a yichud? That's all of it that's being said over here.
Is punning the side where there's more ur coming out?
Yeah,
upper is generally the side where the ur is more blocked.
Yeah, it's to define a matzav is man of riboy or miud or.
Right, so the ur between them is weak, basically.
There's not much ur coming out from them.
From one to the other.
Yeah. Yeah, and eventually to us as well. Yeah. Okay, the inin who he's going to be matzav.
Okay, pun upon him. The abba ve'ima. What's this abba afterwards?
Ach ba'ach. Acho ba'acho. Right. Va'inin hu kizeh v'nukve hishlim kol tzoka. What I just told you is going to say right now. Va'inin hu kizeh v'nukve hishlim kol tzoka ma'atzarech lahem. Shuhu chamisha oros penimim v'shtei v'shnei makifim. Kodim shiachzu lit'alot b'matzir. Mar she'enken b'abba v'im, or she'chof mavina, ki adayim lo hayu shleimim, shahari le'abba lo hayu rak shlosha pinim levad, which means ad neshama, nefesh wal neshama, b'li shum maki, v'le'ima, chamisha oz pinim, she had until yechida, b'li shum maki. V'od, ki afilo kodim...
Why is it on 3, that on 5? What it says?
Well, look at the cheshbon over here. Chokma, what does Chokma have? Only its third. Nefesh, well, neshama. He only got three bechinas. And then goes pedag, he doesn't get any more.
Where did it get the
Bina? Bina, it went up a stage, it got yechida. Right? And that's it, but it didn't get his tumakifu.
When you get it, you haven't done that yet on the chart.
What's that? No.
You haven't shown Bina.
No, I haven't shown that then. No, I don't need 30 pages to get everything done, but
right.
It's the same principle.
But Kesa starts off only having Nefesh.
Kesa came out.
Originally,
that's the first page.
With Nefesh.
It only came out Nefesh and went back with Nefesh.
Chokhmah had the Ruach, and that's gone up against Neshama.
Well, no. Let's start. Chokhmah came out Nefesh as well. Right? Yeah, every Bechina came out with Nefesh. Malchus came out first with Nefesh.
Nefesh, yeah.
Vak, when they came out, they only had Nefesh. Bina, they all came out with Nefesh. But as they're moving down into the Keli, they're getting more and more Bechin.
When Kesa came out last,
then
Chokhmah received its Ruach.
That's right.
Yeah, and now that Chokhmah's gone up.
To Kesa, it gets its Neshama.
Neshama, right.
That's it.
So it's got one, two, three, and this one goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right, it goes up and down, up and down. That's where it gets, where it's quite as
Bechin. So Malchus isn't going to be doing anything for a while.
Yeah, it's just enjoying the ride.
It's all done
already here. No, when it gets up here to the Vak, then it's just all done, right?
And the Vak as well?
The Vak is all done,
yeah. So it's
going to
be done.
Yeah. The Inyan Achmo, the Inyan who Kazil, the Nukve, Hishlim, Kotsoma, Tarik Lahem, Shu, Chamisha, Ovis, Benim, Hishlim, Akifim. Yeah. Kodun, Shia, Zulu, Zalul, Matsil. Matzila. Mashing ba abba v'ima ki adem lo yishleimim shahari le'abba lo hayu rak shlosha penimim levad bli shum maki v'le'ima chamisha oros penimim levad bli shum maki v'od ki afilo kodem shetarso shum sfir l'italot b'matzit kva hayu ela ze ampi v'nuk v'ma shetzarg lehem letzor ha'zivu. Now that's the eka point over here, because they need to have they need to mezavik, right? That's the tafkid, and you can only mezavik once you mashlim yourself.
Is the or which is coming down from Abba Ve'ima, even though it's Ocha Ve'ocha, that's still strong enough to give the or to Zun to be mezavik? That the weaker of Abba Ve'ima.
Well, one second. I was being makdim before your question. I want to ask something. We'll make you understand what you're saying. That means the Mefarshim asked, Ben Lechem Yehuda asked, and other Mefarshim, that l'chol the fila klal that you cannot mizavig a lower bechina cannot mizavig until the higher bechina is mizavig. L'chol, we have to understand what's going on here, because as he's trying to point out over here, is that the way they're mizavig is that the higher bechina is a mashpia to them, give them koyches kilu, right? It's a bit more complicated than that, but they give them mochem the yinika, and there that gives them power in order to mizavig, right? So the question is, obviously, if the higher bechinas are not able to mezavik, how is it that it comes about that the low bechinas are here to mezavik? That's the kash over here. So if you medayik here from the words, so the Bet Lechem Yehuda medayik from the words over here, he says, Mashit sorich lehem litzorich azivu. Maisim, they're not mezavik. That's right. They have the potential now. Mitzidom, they're ready for zivu. Right now, they just gonna have to wait, be patient, and hold their arms and wait till the Abba V'Ima get their bechinas and invite until everybody's ready. When they press the button, go. Then everybody's going to do the yichudim b'shato.
So what are they actually missing now?
They're missing the bechinas. They have to be mashlim in the bechinas.
But they've got all their bechinas. No, I'm talking about Zoom. They've got all the
Kalim
are there, let's say.
No, the Kalim was there, Mishesh, you know, the Kalim were always there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Kalim were always there. The Toichin Shibatocha Kalim, that's what the Eichus of this is missing.
So all the Oros are there as well, it's just there's an aspect of the Or which isn't.
No, not all the Oros. The Oros coming from the Matzil, right? The Matz is being mashpia slowly but surely via all these spheres, and is giving little by little, is injecting a little bit more oil.
Yeah. And that oil hasn't come down to
Abba V'Ima yet. Yeah.
So
this is all we call Neranchi.
Right.
That's all these beginnings we're seeing over there. So therefore, Abba V'Ima, Abba L'Moshe only has only till Neshama.
Right. So just got Neran.
Mm.
And
being Scott
Naranchi,
but without
Makifa. Yeah. I still don't understand why. What exactly is missing from Zun?
Nothing. Zun has all the Bechinas, right?
I mean, theoretically, they couldn't be Mistabek now anyway.
Right.
But that's just because of a rule that the higher Bechinas have to be
Mistabek. That's right. That, it's not just a rule, they have to be Mashpia them.
Yeah, that's my question.
Kilo, you're asking me, what is that bechina? What is that mashpia? If they received all the bechinas, so it could be out. It could be out the permission shabbat.
So it's like a rule then.
As
opposed to anything.
No, it's more than that. It's a hashbah. So you're asking me exactly to define that hashbah. What is that hashbah? What is the hashpah that the Abba V'Ima of Mashpia on Vak, on Zun? So I mean, without getting in too complicated, I mean this is already getting to the Kavanas already, because Be'etzim, because this, if you see, you can see yourself that they're not Mushlim. But remember, we're calling this Zer Ampin, and this is Nukva. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can we call Nukva one sphere? You can see they're not Mashlim. Zer Ampin, six spheres? Doesn't make sense, B'chol. Right? How can Zer Ampin, we said everything, every Paltzuv, the definition of Paltzuv is Esser spheres, right? So how can we call here Zer Ampin only six spheres? So see, they have still quite a long way to go. We're saying in this Zman that they're prepared, this is what we call Katnus. Right? They still need a Kachab. These Bechinis here, the Zalpin still needs a Keter Chokhma Bina in order to be Mashlim this Palsuf. And she needs Teshas Fields to be Mashlim her. Right? She has to expand and get her Teshas Fields. Right? So they're still quite a way away from becoming Palsuf Mshlemim. So this is very, very much the preliminary stage.
You're just talking about Parsufim there.
Well, we're saying this is Ima.
The Zaz only got
look at the Rav. The Rav calls this Ima, he calls this Abba, he calls this Zeampin.
Right.
See the words.
Zeampin's only got six spheres.
Oh, we know that's not true. We know the definition, the fundamental definition of Parsuf is 10 spheres. That's the fundamental difference between a sphere and a partzuf. A sphere is one sphere, and a partzuf means as a sphere.
Even though we usually refer to Zah as Vak. But that's
what do you mean? We usually.
We see they correspond to each other.
That's only
because it's not that.
There's two stages. Again, we're working with a child which is growing. There's an Ibo stage, a Yanika stage, and a Gadla stage, right? And the Ibo Yanika stage only has 6 spheres, and then you'll see Zah growing Shola, and he needs another 3 spheres. No doubt about it, right?
One is 3 Malchus for
Kesef. What? Malchus, we usually say it's a new part of it. It's a part of Bifnei Atzmo. That's already.
So basically, Zad gets the 3 higher parts from the lower parts of Imam.
That's right.
And Malchus gets everything.
Well, to be more direct, from the Tfuna. Tfuna Shlishi, alright.
Right.
Right. I think I answered you the right way, right? So you see, there's still.
Nahi of Imam?
What?
Is that Nahi of Imam?
No, Father, the Tfuna Shlishi. The tipa, only the tipa, the tzvuna shlishi. Okay, I'll call funny. So it was a good question. The mice is that if the mushlim, you know, so what else are they be getting from Abba Ve'ima? Tell us if this starts to receive quite a bit. Okay. Right. The inyan hu, ki kva yedatea ki azivug nimshach min amochim. Now we know that in order to make a zivug, now that we're on the topic of zivug, right? You have to have the bechin of mochim, shehem mechochma ulemata, shehem mechochma ulemata, v'kavar haya leze anpin, bechin as chochma, shehi chaya, pinimis, kodem shala b'matzia. Shu rishon shechazer kodem kulam. Ve'af apisha malchus had. Okay. So what are we saying here? The klal is, it's not like I told you that once you have all your bechinas, then you can mezavik. You're ready, and they're just waiting. It's true, they're waiting, but you don't need actually all your bechinas. All you really need is up to chayim. Up to chayim. If you have already chayim, you have a nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayim, you're ready for zivuk. Right, and you have the potential to mezavik,
and that's what.
Now, right. Where who has chaya? Who has chaya? Well, Malchus definitely has chaya, right? He got even his makifim, zampin, right? Also got its makifim. Bina got until yechida. Only chokhmah didn't get chaya. It applied by neshama. Went back into pedak. So everybody got this bechin of chaya, which will allow them to mezavik. Except for Chochmah, won't be able to mezavik. Because Chochmah does not have a chaya. It only has a neshama. That's what he's saying here. Now, he's asking a question over here. And by the way, this is answering the kasha again. How is it that Abba Ve'ima are smaller bechina then Zeampi Venukva? We say, how can it be that Zeazun is a small bechina to a huge part of called Abba Ve'ima? Teretz is because the Gabi, the Inan of Zivug, Zeampi Venukva can potentially mezavik. Abba and Ima cannot. Why not? Because Abba doesn't have his chaya. Abba only has, he's still too premature. He only has his neshama. And the chai is referred to as chokhmah, and the vault is that without any chokhmah, without any das, you can't mezavik, right? And kishu elim das, right? You need das posh to make a zivuk. Without that, you cannot. And then he's asking another cash over here. He goes, ve'af al pi shemalchus haisen gedoyle mimenu. Now he's asking a cash between malchus and ze'ampin. Because Nukva, which is Nukva, right, which is Malchus, receives Hayala Yechida Pinimis. She received her Bechinas before him. Right? Remember, she's going quicker, at a quicker rate than Zah. Zah is always one step behind.
One step behind,
right? Mm-hmm. So as she's moving up, she gets a Chay. He's still by. He's still by Yechida. He doesn't have any Makifim yet. Right? So she is Taker bigger because they're never Shover really, because they're always one behind.
Yeah. Here, I think he's speaking about the stage before this, isn't he? Where the Malchus is still in the Kli of Malchus, before it's gone up at all.
Yeah, or at any stage as well,
yeah,
because...
Yeah, I'm just saying, what his example,
the
first stage, because it's really got Yechid HaPanimis.
Yeah.
And Yechid HaPanimis is good enough to make the Zivuk?
Chaya already.
Really good enough.
Right, she could have made a Zivuk already when she was... when she was coming down the first time. This is when she's coming back up. When she came down here the first time.
Zah could also have.
No, Zah didn't have his Chaya. There's a stage where Malchus got a Chaya.
Right, then the
Vakami
had the Neshama.
And the Neshama. So at that point, she could have potentially Mizavik, and he could not have. Right? So what's going on here?
How can Mizavik with themselves? What are you telling me?
What?
How can they Mizavik with each other?
Even now that Zah has his Chaya. But she's always a step above, right?
So it's not compatible.
We're saying maybe, an older woman. He's going out with an older woman. It's not compatible. We want the younger. She's taller. How is this going to be sadder? So that the Arizal says embezeh chashash. So when she's a bit older, a bit taller, nishka fella. The problem, the bigger problem is by Abba ve'Ima. Masha can be Abba shema olam lo haiza lo b'chinas chaya shi chokma. He didn't have any dad. He didn't have any chokma. He didn't have any chaya. Here is a big baya, right? He's not going to be able to mezavig, right? At that stage. V'im toma, afekta kasha, another kasha. V'im toma, kim lama aluzel v'nukve b'matzil. Me'ach eshagoyon shleimim b'ma shaitzaruch lahem.
It means like many stages after this.
Right here. It says the Malchus already goes up to Vak.
Yeah.
It goes to the Yesod. It says Makif. Makif Yechida.
Yeah.
That's it, Fatik. I'm Ushlam already. So why do I have to go back into the Vedak? Why should I have to Shlam? You say,
the whole thing.
You asked, right, what are they doing there? I told you, they're just folding their hands and being Nain of the Zivah Shechina.
But the mice is, why? If they've been Muslim, they take him go up. I mean,
why do they have to go up? Let them be Muslim.
Well, we haven't done this.
Muslim Goemel.
I think we're getting a clue that they're all going to go up eventually.
Yeah, I think I said that, right? They're all going to go up eventually. The Shah is, why do they have to go up eventually? Why? They're Muslim. Muslim Goemel.
Is it even Malchus going to the pair of
that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Tshuva l'zeh. Tshuva l'zeh hi. Ki kol chiyusom hi me'abavim. V'kivashi nistalku abavim alimala. Ein zeh ampin v'nukve b'neihem rotim nirparim mehem. V'choshkim didavik v'litkasher mehem. V'olim achareim likabel mehem. Stam acheshik.
Even there's nothing to take, really.
Nothing to take. Nothing to be urinating. But the children grow and they still stay in the house. They're from the family. They speak to the parents. They even though they're independent, they work, they have their own money. Whatever we see in this world is mamish exactly what happens. It's anything. Because whatever we do, we get hashpa from up there, right? Because since they work that way, we also have this innate unconscious tendency to do things like that as well.
About Avelis being much more common for parents. Same sort of thing, because the imam, once they're gone, it makes much stronger effect than anything else in any other relation.
Yeah, definitely. The ties are much stronger rather than imam. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let's go weiter. Let's finish off over here. Shtei Makifim.
He's got another line to do.
Yeah, one second. Okay, I'm just reading my notes here. Okay, right. The gam siba acheras. There's another siba. There's another siba why Zoom goes up to the pit de'ak. B'mash bi'alnu b'mash ma'aleir ki ika chazora hayelasos b'chinas kelim. So the first time was out the ol shubo. Out the ol shubo has a not to be mashlim. It's not mashlim, but it's be nene from Abba v'Ima. Here it's the time it's out the keli shubo. Ki ika chazor hi elasus b'chins keli. V'chein haiza kavanoso lehotziam chaserim mitchilo. Kidei shiilem cheshig lalus v'lekabel az yasu ha-keli. That's the Nekuda. V'chein olu gam hem lisiba zois.
What's the tachlis of leaving kelim behind?
The leaving the kelim behind, as we said, because the more the old vacates, the more the kelim becomes more av and more dense and more kelidik. Let's call it kelidik.
But it's done its tachlis to it.
Huh?
It's done its tachlis.
No, no, these are shlavim. Again, when you make a keli, you don't know. You're not a keli maker. But when you make a keli, you don't just make it with basachas. You make it, take it out of the fire, you take it in, and you form it, put it back into the fire. It's shlav after shlav. You can't, it doesn't happen all at once.
The blacksmith.
Blacksmith is blowing glass as well. Blowing glass, you put it in the fire, you melt it, you can blow it.
Heating, cooling down.
Heating, cooling down. That's why it becomes a stronger keli. That's the chokhmah of the shavuot. So this is all a patent in order for the ore to leave the kelim. We make them that the Eibshter makes them dafka ain a mushlam in order for them to want to go back. Why? To kunz, in order for them to leave the kelim for the kelim to become more and more dense. The fact is that the kelim will not the ore shavuot. Mitzad the kelim, mitzad the ore, we could have made the mushlam straight away. The Eibshter could have made the mushlam straight away. But that, what do we want? We want the kelim to be also mushlam. They can't be kol zman. They're soaking in the oil of the spheres. So therefore, we have to vacate the oil, dries up the kelim, becomes a better kelim.
So the gather the kelim over here, like at this stage, when they've been mekabel and mekipin of chayim yechida, they've got everything.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the oiros.
Yeah.
But the kelim.
Kelim's kelim. We haven't seen any to surface to the kelim whatsoever. Kelim is a kelim. So anything the opposite, we want to become more an av. That means we have to vacate any spiritual elements from him as much as possible. The old dak shabo has to be vacated from him as much as possible.
So when we talk about all this, the neuronity which is getting added in, that's another way of saying the earth coming in.
Right, we're adding the eichus to the or.
So they got all that or now at the stage when they get the makif of yechida.
Yeah.
Right. And what else do they have? Do they have
that's any, it, they're Muslim.
Do they have any Bechinas Kelim yet? Do they have all what
do you mean what they have? I see there's only two things there, right? There's O, which is in brown here, and then you have the blue, which is the Kelim. Everything we've been talking till now, getting all these different Bechinas, Makif and all, these are all additions to the actual O. Nothing's being added to the actual Kelim.
So maybe a question is a more basic one, like Malchus there. Yeah. What do you mean? You mean the Sephira of Malchus?
What are you referring to?
When he says Malchus there.
This Malchus, yeah.
The Malchus, and it moved all the way down, then it started to go up. That's the Sephira of Malchus.
Right, the Sephira.
The first Sephira of Malchus.
Yeah. Right?
This is where the creation of the Sephira is.
This is the Sephira. Right.
So what is the Sephira made up of?
Made up of two things, Or and Kelim.
So it's made of Kelim. Right, and now it's got all its Or part now, but
that's right.
It doesn't have its Kelim.
The Kelim is not Muslim, no.
Even though when they went down, you're saying that Malchus was originally in the Kli of Malchus, Yisod was in the Kli of Yisod, now Malchus is in the Kli of Yisod.
Yeah. So what does that have to do with the Kli? What does it do with the Kli of Malchus? Kli of Malchus is vacant. It's not near from any of these Makif and any all the fact it goes up and down. Doesn't affect the Kli of Kli was
there. So why wasn't it Muslim? When Malchus was in it, it should have been Muslim. It was perfect.
Yeah.
No, because it's still premature.
So there's
still
more to
put into
it.
That's right. The oil has to go out. You have to take it out of the fire and then put it back into the fire. That's right.
So the original Yetzia, when everything was still in the Peravak, when it started coming out, you were creating the oil and the Kli of Malchus first, right? And only the Nefesh of Malchus, whatever, And the Kli, that was a very... Is that the same clear as...
Okay, what happened was is that from the Peder Ak came out one or, one shtick or.
Right, okay.
In the shtick or, in this piece of or, right, you had two elements. One element called or dak, and one element called or gas. The fact that the element dak is lighter, I give an example of oil and water. The oil... and the water were all mixed up, but eventually the oil separates itself and floats back up. So all these bechinas are now floating back up, right, back into the Bina Ak. That's its natural tendency, choshko lalois, right? Mashenkein, the water chelik, which is the keli chelik, stays down, solidifies and becomes kulo water, kulo oil gas. That's what's happening here.
Mm.
And then you're pouring back oil back into the water again, and then it works again, and then it solidifies and separates itself, and then it's going to go back up.
And how many times is it going
to come? Twice. So it's starts schools.
Right.
It's starting itself twice.
Right. So the first hispashtus created the basic kalim.
The hispashtus later they came out. Yeah, they came out together.
And then the histalkus, you get a bechin of kli a bit stronger left behind because now you let it cool down or solidify, whatever you want to call it, miskashim a bit more, right? And then the next time it comes in, that's for next week, I guess.
No, actually, we won't see that. We're especially saying it because it's in a different paragraph in the Tzchaim called Moti Velo Moti.
Okay.
And unfortunately, in the Otto Tzchaim, it's not brought out.
That's quite important, isn't it?
It's quite important, yeah, it's part of the process. Yeah, I don't know why it was left out, but the Masada of Tzemach, and actually, this is from the Marcho of Chaim Vital. When Tzemach found these Ksovim in the Kfu of Chaim Vital, this is one gives in the Chidah. That actually the Tzemach went with Avram, the grandchild of the Chidah, right? The Chesed of Avram. So they went together. They went together to the cave of the Ramchal. And they pulled out these Ksovim, and one of the Ksovim was this chelik called Otzot Chaim. They named it Otzot Chaim.
It
came from
the Beis HaChayim.
Yeah, Beis HaChayim. Different gears. Either it was Bechayav or B'misotak in the Kev or whatever. So unfortunately, in this Chelik, there's no Shal Moti Ben Moti. That you have to go into Beis HaChayim.
Bechal, not later on even.
No.
Are we
going to
skip to
Eitz
Chaim next time?
Motiv le Motiv,
I think.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Okay, but say it. So,
Are you going to explain how that next stage happened outside then?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. Like that.
Okay.
So the whole thing's.
Let's go.